How does an ordinary person become a Nazi, or a hero who stands up to them? One surprising answer lies in your self-concept. Perpetrators of harm see themselves as deeply connected to those in their in-groups only, and very disconnected from anyone outside of it. Bystanders, people who allow harm to happen, don't initially see themselves as connected to those who are being harmed. And with every harm they permit to happen, they further disconnect themselves from that group, until eventually they're completely separate. Heroes, on the other hand, see themselves as connected to everyone, sharing a common humanity and believing every person has worth. This view then influences how everyone behaves. Perpetrators, with their strong in-group, are told that there are people out there who are the real problem. The victims are then portrayed as this big bad force that's coming for your way of life. The perpetrator then dehumanizes them and does something called reverse morality. They cast themselves as the victim and go after these people who are the real victims and pretend it is the moral thing to do. Bystanders, seeing this, have an opportunity to do something, but they do not. They choose to look away so they can run away, abandon these people to be harmed. Now the hero, because of their self-concept, behaves very differently. Because they're connected to this person, abandoning them is not an option. They'll put themselves at great risk to ensure their survival. The question all of us should be asking ourselves right now is, will I run away and allow harm to happen? Or will I stand in the way? And if you find yourself doing the former but want to be doing the latter, this is what you need to cultivate, this worldview.